Page 16. Exercise 1. Tabaré is worried. He can't find his notebook. Listen to the dialogue and help him find it. Follow the objects around the house in the same order that they are mentioned. Do not go back or pass any other object.
Oh, I'm very sad. Tomorrow is the first day of school and I can't find my notebook. It isn't in my school bag in my bedroom. Mom is in the kitchen. She can help me. Mom, is my notebook here in the kitchen?
I think it's on the fridge.
No, that's Julia's notebook. Maybe it's between the sofa and the lamp in the living room. Granny, is my notebook in the living room?
No, check in the bathroom. Ask your brother.
Sorry, bro. Is my notebook on the small table?
No, I think it's behind the door in the laundry. Dad is there.
Dad, is my notebook here?
No, it isn't. Go to the garage. It has to be there.
Here I am in the garage. It's not under the car. It's not next to the bin. I know. I think it's on the bookshelf. Yeah, here it is. Mom, my notebook is here, in the garage.
Page 23. Glocally Podcast. Exercise 2. Listen to the podcast about school systems around the world. 1. Lilian Sainz, primary school teacher from Corrientes, Argentina. 2. Klaus Weber, a dedicated high school teacher from Munich, Germany. 3. Kwame Adebayo, an enthusiastic teacher from Accra, Ghana.
Welcome to the Global Classroom Chronicles podcast. I'm Lilian Sainz, a primary school teacher from Corrientes City, Argentina. In our region, the school year is from March to December. Students attend school in the morning, Monday to Friday, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. They wear uniforms and study subjects like language, math, social studies, and natural sciences. Today, we have a special guest, Mr. Klaus Weber, an enthusiastic high school teacher from Munich, Germany. He will tell us about the German education system.
In Germany, after primary school, students choose the Gesamtschule or Gymnasium based on their goals. Our school years start in August and end in June, with classes from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Students have subjects like math, German, science, history, and geography. They don't wear uniforms, just casual clothes. Our schools have digital resources, such as interactive whiteboards. We combine traditional and modern approaches. Thanks for having me, Lilian.
Thank you, Klaus. Now, let's welcome our guest from Ghana, Miss Kwame Adebayo, who will talk about African education.
In Accra, Ghana, in Africa, schooling is vital. Our academic year starts in September and ends in July. Students attend school from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday to Thursday. On Fridays, they finish at 12 p.m. for religious reasons. They wear colorful uniforms that represent their schools. We teach subjects like maths, language, science, and social studies. Our culture, traditions, and local languages are very important. African education combines customs, diversity, and progress. For me, it is a privilege to be an educator in Ghana. Thank you, Lilian.
Thank you all for your brilliant presentations. See you in the next podcast.
Page 32, Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue. Copy Dr. Emilia's prescription paper in your notebook. Classify the actions according to the time of the day. Example. Alex goes to see Dr. Emilia for some advice.
Hi, Alex. Nice to see you.
Hello, Doc. How are you?
Great, thanks. How can I help you?
I need to change my habits.
All right, don't worry. Listen, in the morning, you need to have a healthy breakfast with toast, fruit, and milk. What do you think?
Sounds good.
After breakfast, you can walk to school to get some exercise.
Okay.
At midday, have a balanced lunch. Vegetables, meat, eggs, and apple juice.
I can do it.
In the afternoon, you can do yoga to relax.
I can try.
In the evening, take a shower and have dinner at around 8 p.m.
Okay, what can I do after that?
Drink water and take a few deep breaths to relax before you go to sleep.
That sounds like a plan.
I'm happy to help you, Alex.
Thanks, Doc. You are the best.
Page 34, Exercise 1. Racing track. Football field. Swimming pool. Sports center. Basketball court. Hockey stick. Tennis court. Football boots. Tennis racket, volleyball net, taekwondo belt. Page 34, Exercise 1, Compound Nouns. A. Taekwondo belt. B. Swimming pool. C. Racing track. D. Hockey stick. E. Volleyball net. F. Tennis racket. G. Football field. H. Tennis courts. I. Football boots. J. Basketball court. K. Sports center. Page 38. Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct options. Alex and Mia are reading the poster. A. What is the topic of the conversation between Alex and Mia? A school project. An inter-school competition. A new movie. Their favorite books. B. How does Mia feel about it? Indifferent. Excited, bored, scared. C. What is the event about? Science, sports, art, music.
Hey, Mia, check this out. An inter-school competition is coming up.
Oh, really? What is it about?
It's all about sports. It sounds awesome, right?
Absolutely. Let's tell our teams.
Sure, we need to start training.
You're right, Alex. It's going to be epic.
Let's show everyone the spirit and power of Taekwondo School.
Page 39, Exercise 3. Listen and write the questions for these answers in your notebook. Mia is applying for the inter-school competitions.
How old are you?
I am 13 years old.
How tall are you?
I am 1 meter and 62 centimeters tall.
Do you drink alcohol?
No, I don't drink alcohol.
Do you smoke?
No, I don't smoke.
Do you exercise?
Yes, I exercise regularly.
What sport do you do?
I run.
Do you have any illnesses?
No, I don't have any illnesses.
Do you drink enough water?
Yes, I drink enough water.
Do you have any contact in case of an emergency?
In an emergency, contact my mother on 37 75 87 45 3.
Page 41, Exercise 2. Listen to the podcast and check your predictions. 1. Paul Dupont, French runner. 2. Aldana Quiroga, Argentinian gymnast. 3. Gonzalo Rodriguez, Correntinian swimmer.
Hello everyone, I am Paul and I am 18. Today, I want to talk about something super important to me, the Olympic Games. I am from France and being part of the Olympics is my big dream. Next year, the Olympics take place in Paris and I'm so excited. To be part of the Olympics, I have to train hard, have discipline and be responsible with my healthy routine. It's not easy, but I know I can do it. Today, we have two special guests, Aldana from La Pampa, Argentina and Gonzalo from Corrientes, Argentina. So, Aldana, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me. I'm 14 years old and I participate in the National Evita Games. I compete in artistic gymnastics.
Wow, what are the games like?
The competition is hard and it's important to be prepared. Athletes from all over Argentina come to compete.
That's true, I know. Gonzalo, what about you?
Hey, Paul. I am a Correntinian swimmer. I am 15 years old and now I am participating in the Corrientes Games. My dream is to join the National Olympic team.
That's incredible, Gonzalo. What do you like about swimming?
It's very challenging because it's just me and the water.
I can imagine. Aldana, what do you like about gymnastics?
I love the creativity in it and every routine is different.
Great. I think we, athletes, need to train hard, work in teams and follow our dreams. Thank you, Aldana and Gonzalo. See you in the next podcast.
Page 51, Exercise 4. Listen and put the instructions in the correct order. It's Wednesday and the group has a day off. They want to visit the planetarium. They are in Alto Palermo Shopping Center. Franco asks the GPS to get to the planetarium.
Walk to Bulnes Underground Station. Take the underground to Congreso de Tucumán Station. Get off the underground at Plaza Italia Station. Walk through Plaza Italia for 4 blocks up to Sarmiento Avenue. Turn right and cross Sarmiento Avenue. Go straight on Sarmiento Avenue for 3 blocks. Turn right, and you will find the Galileo Galilei Planetarium. Enjoy your visit.
Page 55, Exercise 4. Listen to a conversation between the students and say who. Tabaré, T, Carla, C, or both, B. Tabaré meets a student at the planetarium.
Hi, do you care about the environment?
I live in a big city. There is a lot of pollution. What about you?
I live near the river. I think it's important to keep it clean. I worry about forest fires too.
Forest fires?
It affects us all. We need clean air and water from healthy forests.
Flooding too?
Yes. But we can help by using less energy and being eco-friendly.
But what else can I do? Drought is a problem too.
Use less energy, utilize reusable stuff, and support nature projects.
Okay, thanks, Sabare. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too, Carla. We cannot help.
Page 55. Exercise 5. Match the pictures to these phrases. Then listen, check, and repeat. Don't waste water. Protect our rivers. Recycle paper. Reuse old things. Save the forests. Page 59, Exercise 2. Listen to the podcast and check your predictions. 1. Candela Arias, the eco-guardian student from Corrientes, Argentina. 2. Riley Moore, the planet-caring student from Ontario, Canada. 3. Devrin Gilmez, the green-hearted student from Istanbul, Turkey.
Welcome to our podcast, where we talk about how young people from different parts of the world are protecting the environment. Today we have 3 teens from Argentina, Canada, and Turkey. Candela Arias, the Eco Guardian student from Corrientes, Argentina, tells us what she and her classmates are doing to help the environment at school.
Our school has a recycling program, and we sort our waste into different bins. We also have a composting program to reduce food waste and make soil for our school garden.
That's great, Candela. Riley from Canada, what are you and your friends doing to help the environment in your community? Riley Moore, the planet-caring student from Ontario, Canada.
We are working on reducing plastic waste. In our campaign, we encourage people to bring their bags to the grocery store. Some local businesses also say that it is good to stop using single-use plastic bags.
Wow, that's amazing, Riley. Devrim from Turkey, what are you and your classmates doing to help the environment at school and in your community? Devrin Gilmez, the green-hearted student from Istanbul, Turkey.
We have a green club at school to talk about environmental issues. We are also planting trees in our community to reduce air pollution and provide shade for people walking by.
That's fantastic, Devrim. Wow! Young people all over the world are making a difference. Thank you all for sharing your ideas with us today.
Thank you for having us.
And that's all for today's episode. We hope to inspire you to help the environment in your community. Until the next time, stay safe and stay green.